CBSI of the world. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. The royal family. The following reporting is that the king remains in recovery from his cancer treatments, not able to take up the full duties that he wants to, said to be frustrated that it's taking too long. My experience with cancer, it takes what it takes. And years later, you remember that. But the king right now wants to get back out there. The Princess of Wales is ill. She's made a statement. We don't know the extent of the illness. The Prince of Wales is grievously involved. And the royal family has duties. And I want to understand the duties because there are members who are going to take up the slack. For example, the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, the younger brother Edward. And others are coming forward, and the Princess Royal. What is their burden, Gregory, each day? They have events around the country. They have dinners to go to. Is that what it's like?
Well, yes, it is that. I mean, there are two key lines, if you like, of employment for the monarch and the working royals. One is their constitutional role in going through legislation, ensuring that it's constitutionally sound, and then if it is, signing off on it, signing acts of parliament, bills into acts of parliament and into law.
That's the red box that the king has on his desk, yes.
And there's no evidence that he's diminished his workload in that respect. He's still working from home in all of that, and some of that work has also gone, I think, to either the Queen or the Princess Royal, Princess Anne. But the other role of the working royals is to be seen, because the as symbols of the state and the ideals and ethics, if you like, of the nation, they have to be visible. So a visible monarch is very important. And we recall the problems which Britain was faced with, or challenges it was faced with, toward the end of Queen Victoria's reign, because she spent so much of her time grieving for her husband after he passed away, that she didn't get out into the public sufficiently, and it was left to people like the Prince of Wales, who later became the king. But basically, it was a difficult time. So having the monarch and the royal family out there literally saying, we are with you, we are with you, we stand for your best ideals and motives, and that's what we wish to display and which we wish to project into evidence, which is why, for example, it would be absolutely disastrous if Prince Harry was to have a change of heart and to come home and volunteer to do this work, because he has none of those ideals and ethics and values as far as the British public is now concerned. So basically, it's about doing the substance of the Constitution and then being seen to be the heart and compassion behind the people.
The king is going to get better, and he's going to go back out. He's going to have learned a lot. But at the same time, he's preparing William, I understand. I read the London papers. They can mislead me because I haven't been reading them my whole life, so I'm coming in late to the argument. It's the king's job to educate the Prince of Wales to be king. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And King Charles is well aware that Prince William will not have the long apprenticeship which he, King Charles, had, where he could absorb over years the actual protocols and the nuances of the job, but also to gain wisdom. So essentially we see in the last year or a year and a half, King Charles working double time to get the Prince of Wales, Prince William, up to speed on this, and to make sure that he has the maximum support of his siblings and his uncle and so on, which is why we've seen the role of the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward, increase, along with the role of his wife, the Duchess of Edinburgh, why so much effort's been placed on responsibility's been placed on the shoulders of the Princess of Wales, as well as Queen Camilla. But once the king passes, the queen will also move into more of the background. She'll still obviously be working, but the burden will go on the younger generation. And I think what the king is well aware that this is going to take a lot of intense training and, frankly, intense suffering. And the Prince of Wales is going through some of this. He's learning what it's like to be someone in the spotlight under pressure and under intense attack, actually, as it's been in the last few weeks, because of the silence about Princess Catherine, the Princess of Wales' health. Fortunately, she came out and made a very positive statement, which I think laid a lot of the criticism and paranoia and, frankly, the cruelty to one side. So they're doing a good job, and I think they are maturing rapidly into their roles. And what we need, though, is to have King Charles around for as long as possible, and one would hope that's at least another decade.
June 15th for the Trooping of the Colour. June 15th.
Absolutely.
Okay, Gregory Copley. I'm learning, Gregory. I've read about the Trooping of the Colour. Each year a different regiment. Gregory Copley, Defence and Foreign Affairs, The King Charles Report. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.